Oh, buddy, and here again, as you can probably hear, I'm down on the beach. I've been decorating recently, and I've finally finished all the painting. It's only one room, but it's amazing how much messing about it takes to actually just do one bedroom and moving everything out of the way and all this type of thing, and the amount of stuff that you find hidden in the backs of wardrobes, around the sides of wardrobes, under beds, you know, in boxes here, there and everywhere. I've just taken three bags full of clothes down to a local charity shop, thrown other things away, left other things outside the house down by the gate in case people might want to take them away. because there's nothing wrong with, you know, fluorescent strip lighting, which we haven't had in the house for about 3 or 4 years now, things like that. But one of the other things that you tend to do when you're decorating is listen to the radio. And yes, I'm the same as anybody else. Although I must say now that although I'm obviously have been involved in radio in different radio stations locally, I'm not actually a huge radio fan because, and this has come home to roost really by listening to what I've been listening to whilst painting and decorating generally, is that there's no stations here in the UK that I can get locally, and I've got a digital radio as well, so I've got that facility, that actually plays what I'd like to hear. I know, yes, my musical taste is pretty broad, but I get bored with particular stations. I mean, there's a rock station called Planet Rock, I might as well name it, and I do listen to that occasionally, but I get bored with it because it's just pure classic rock all the time. Nothing wrong with that, but the same songs start coming around, the same bands start coming around all the time, and it gets samey, especially if you listen to it hour upon hour, day after day. And also, I'm not a huge fan of some of the DJs that are on there either. That's another thing. I was actually having a Twitter conversation with someone the other day when I mentioned the fact I was decorating and what I was listening to. They were suggesting a particular radio station, etc. And I said, you know, even if I like the music, I might not like the DJ, you know, or the DJ's okay, but the music's rubbish or something like that. And one of the DJs that I used to listen to on Planet Rock was actually left. And one of the reasons he's left, and I think I did a video about this, or an audio boo about this not long ago, about the way that things change and the way that people have to get their money from different ways, especially in this real digital and music sharing, file sharing age, is that the radio stations are changing, and the Planet Rock itself changed, and the way they did things changed. It was necessary in some ways, I know, I understand, because, you know, the station's costing lots of money and nearly went bust a few years ago. But this particular DJ actually left because he couldn't stand the way it was going. A lot of respect to him, and I know he wasn't dissing the station particularly, because I heard a little audio boo thing that he did, but I wonder where he'd gone. And that's the reason, and that's a pity, because I like the guy, and he was one of the reasons that I used to tune in. Although the music was samey, I used to like him, I used to like his bit of banter, whereas opposed to other people's banter on Six Music, is another one, BBC digital station, someone suggested I listen to the guy who does the breakfast show. I think his name's Sean Cavini or something like that. I can't get on with him. Maybe it's just me, you know, and obviously I'm speaking from a personal point of view. This other person said, well, listen to him, he's good. I just don't like him. There's something about him that I just can't get. And his musical taste, because they're allowed to play a certain amount of their own music, I suppose, isn't quite what I'd like to hear. So there you go. You know, you're decorating, you put the radio on, and there's nothing you want to hear. I ended up the other day actually firing up the computer and firing up iTunes and just putting some of my own music on. And that's what I do most of the time. As I said, I don't listen to radio very much because nothing caters for what I actually hear. And one of the things I did find, a nice little end part, whilst trawling through the backs of a cupboard, was a load of band t-shirts from local bands, but also several t-shirts from the radio station Hastings Rock that I'm involved with. And I've got one of them on now. I think this was the 10th anniversary one from 2003. And that, I'm not blowing our own trumpet, but that's about the only station that I can listen to all the time, and frequently do, obviously when it's on the air in May itself. Partly because I like the DJs. Yes, some are better and nicer to listen to than others, and I know other people have their own opinions and probably about different ones than I do, and maybe don't like listening to me. That's fair enough, you know. But the music, because it's a broader musical appeal, I think, and that's the trouble. They've become niche broadcasting nowadays. Everything has to have a sort of certain playlist, and they broadcast a certain niche. And sometimes not everyone who likes a niche, you like to hear something that's a bit different, something that's a bit left field or right field or whatever, any different field. Anyway. enough of that. So that's my little rant about radio. Thankfully, I won't have to be doing that for a while now. I can just do whatever I want to. Or my wife listens to Radio 4, I'll be listening to that or something like that instead, because they don't have music. So you don't have to worry about that sort of thing then. Trouble is, I like music too much, and it annoys me when I can't hear something that's a bit broader. I don't necessarily have to like the music, but I just like it to be a bit different. Six Music does that to an extent, but then I find that it's too dancey now. It's electronic sort of stuff. Where are all the guitars gone? But anyway, that's another subject for another day. I'm going to leave it there and watch the sea, because it's a very high tide at the moment, and it's quite high up the beach, as you might be able to hear. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.